Do you have a jewel? I'm feeling naughty tonight. Tonight's my night, okay? I'm feeling naughty. Guys, this is regression alley. All the progress you've seen in the past 2 weeks going down the drain. No, I had a jewel this past week and it was so gross and I coughed so much. I was so embarrassed and I felt like I had to explain to the person letting me borrow their jewel, like, no, you don't understand, like, I actually invented jeweling. This is like my thing. Like, I kind of, like, my life revolves around jeweling. I just haven't done it in a while. And I coughed so much. I was so embarrassed that I was like, I'd rather get corona and die than have someone watch me cough at the breath of a jewel.
Was it a jewel jewel or was it like
a jewel? You think I'm doing off brands when I'm slipping up? But here's the thing. It was so embarrassing and so gross that I, like, didn't want to do it again. But until just now, because I'm kind of curious. Well, this is probably bad. I should have just left it at that. I mean, I still haven't hit this, but I am going to, because I'm an adult. Okay. If I'm not, well, I don't need to make excuses already for myself. I was going to say, I'm not going to buy any, but then when this quarantine is over, like, there's so many people that I could hit a jewel from. Like, right now it's very easy to quit smoking. Because there's no one around you. There's like no, because I always smoke like later. Like when I was smoking, I would always smoke later into the day. And so it's like, I'm out doing comedy. So I'm just like bored, waiting to go up. And I'm just like smoking, jeweling. Because I'm uncomfortable with like emptiness in the air, you know. So I'm just like hitting the jewel more than I would a cigarette. And then in quarantine, it's like I have no triggers with a T. And that was so dumb. Can you edit that out? Anthony says it's funny. I think, I don't know. It's a scary time. If I'm not getting canceled for borrowing my friend's jewel, then I'm going to get canceled for saying trigger. No, Anthony just brought up Mark Norman's special. Does he have a just similar joke?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Good to know that we're on the same page.
Yeah.
I haven't watched. Is it his new one's on YouTube, right? It just came out. I need to watch that. He's so funny. So hot. He's like one of those dudes who, like, have you ever seen a picture on his Instagram of his stomach, of his body? He's insane. Like, you look at him and you're like, oh, he's just like, he's not like fat or anything, but he's just like, you would think that he's like kind of like a flubby, skinny-ish, like extra skin type of white dude. And then you see his body and you're like, okay, I didn't know you were a god. He's like in such good shape. I've gained so much weight. These pants, it's hard for me to cross my legs right now. They're so tight. And I thought, oh, maybe it's because I washed them. I washed them like 2 weeks ago and I've worn them every day. They're so tight. Like, it's painful. I'm like, yeah, it's like cutting off circulation, but I love them. And it's just a reminder that, yeah, I don't know. It's weird because I was doing good and I still am. I'm not going to like be all, I'm not doing good. I'm doing fine. But it's just weird because I was with my mom for 2 months. I was staying at her place. And it's like when you're, I don't know, it was hard being with my mom because it was just like totally different. And now it's hard coming home because this feels
different.
Totally different. And I don't know, it was like easy not to smoke at my mom's house because she smokes. And like when you see a parent do something, you're like, I don't want to do that, you know? I don't want to marry a guy named Larry. That's not my journey. But now that I'm home, I just feel like restless. Like, I just like want to be doing stuff.
Because you associate being here with like going to spots, probably, right?
I think so. Yeah, that's a good point. Anthony just said I associate my house with like going out and doing spots and like having shows to go to. Yeah, probably, or like hanging out with friends, or like, I think also too, when I am at my house, I'm like never really here.
Yeah.
Like, I go to bed here, and then I, like, go in the morning to get coffee, meet up with a friend, do something, you know, I'm, like, out, and then I come back, get ready for shows, go out, come back. Yeah, so it is just weird. And, like, my house is, like, messy, you know, I have some roommates who are here while I'm recording, and it's just, like, I don't know, everyone's like, Allie, you're so chill. You're such a chill person. No, I'm not. I'm a fucking narc, okay? And I like things clean. People think that I have, like, you know, hammocks in my bedroom that collect dust and, like, you know, I don't know, like, I have, like, tree, like, I don't know what people think, but I know that it's not. I'm more Danny Tanner. People think I'm, like, Uncle Jesse. At least I'd like to think that I'm more of the John I'm perceived as a John Stamos type. I want to be John Stamos on the outside, Danny Tanner on the inside. That's who I like things clean, but oh, I said I was going to chug that energy drink.
Does it make you feel uneasy when stuff's...
Yeah, I don't feel settled. Like, I don't feel settled if something isn't clean. And I used to not be like that. I used to be like whatever about stuff. I don't think it's OCD because I know people who have OCD and they're like next level. Like, I'm fine leaving a dish out for like a day and then I clean it. But like, I need it to be like, I need to know that it's clean. And it's hard. And I think with roommates, it's like definitely a control thing. Because it's like, I want them to do their dishes how I do them. And I want them to clean the kitchen the way that I would clean it. I want them to, like, you know, use the living space the way that I would use it. So I think it's more of a control thing than anything. Yeah. And I think that that's what's hard is, like, you know, I don't know. It's hard, though, because my place is so great. And, but at the same time, it's like I don't want to have three roommates, you know. I want to, like, have one roommate. I like having a roommate. I could live alone for sure. But I mean, right now, if you were living alone in lockdown, like, I have a friend who's alone in lockdown and he's like going cuckoo bananas. I feel so bad. Like, I mean, but also if I was him, I would get the fuck, like, I would just like dip on the whole, you know, I'd be a little loosey goosey about locking down alone. And he's taking it very seriously, which I'm like, good for you. But I feel bad because he is taking it super seriously, and he's seriously how many times do I say seriously? That's so annoying. It's seriously so annoying. Edit that out. No. Yeah, no, I feel bad for him because he is taking this very cautiously. He's being very cautious about the lockdown, which I respect, but at the same time, he's calling me being like, yeah, he's going, because I've been talking to him ever since the lockdown started, and I've seen the descent into madness, and I just keep being like, you know that you're like, you can like hang out with someone, like, you don't have to go to, yeah, you don't have to go to fucking Ralph's and, like, wear rave attire and, like, hit the EDM tracks. Like, you don't have to do that. But, like, if you're going that crazy, like, see someone that you like that makes you happy. And it's, like, he's being so, it's, like, he's not even around old, he's around zero people. So just see a friend. I mean, I get that people want to be, like, very careful, and I respect that, but I don't know. Mental health is just like, it can be so wavering, you know, like I just feel like so weird today, and I'm sure that I'll be fine tomorrow. But like, today's just like one of those days where you're like just overthinking stuff, like you said. Yeah.
I mean, just don't watch the news, I would say.
Just don't watch the news, says Anthony. Yeah. I agree. I agree. And it's so like, you should, I'm not saying not to be informed. You should definitely be informed. But I think there's like a healthy amount of information you should take in. I don't know what that is for each person. But like, you know, I was with my sister and she watches the news every morning. And luckily, like, the morning news, because she watches, like, the Today Show. So it's, like, foo-foo morning news. So you get a little bit of the crony news, you know, a little crony. And then it's, like, a dog is saved from a tree. And it's, like, cute, you know. And so that's nice. Because you get a little gauge of what's going on in the world. But it's not just focused on that. But then if you're watching, like, afternoon news or just, like, actual news shows, all they're talking about is corona. And it's like, yeah, of course everyone's going to be freaking the fuck out. Not to say that you shouldn't be concerned about it, but, like, if that's all you're watching, it's so consuming. It's like, if all I was watching was Nyan Cat. Do you remember Nyan Cat? I just thought of that in this. No, you don't know what I'm talking about. You're just agreeing because you don't want me to pull up the video. No, it's a cartoon cat that's like a toaster strudel. Or like, what are the, like a Pop-Tart cat. And it's like in a rainbow and it goes in circles. I need to pull that up just for the audio because I forget Nyan Cat. Yeah, I mean, if you're watching Nyan Cat all day, you're going to hate cats or be obsessed with cats or love cats or think that cats are sent from China to ruin our economy. You know, whatever you think about. Okay, 3 minutes. Oh, there's a 10-hour version of this. That's my new white noise machine. I'm going to listen to that before bed. Yeah, Nyan Cat. I think this is the chorus. So good. I mean, this is like the cutest cat ever. Wow. There's another video called Nyan Cat Falls in Love. I didn't realize that there was like a whole Nyan Cat production. What does Nyan mean? Nyan. Nyan dog? There's a dog? There's so many iconic, like, old YouTube videos. Charlie bit my finger. Something else just popped up that I haven't thought of in a long... What does the fox say?
That was like a...
Cat goes... Yeah. Yeah, the fox was the baby shark before baby shark. I feel so much better after listening to Nyan Cat. I got my aura red. I found out what my chakras are all talking about. By an aura reader. Well, my aura was great, she said. She was like, it was great. Great. With a T. It was white and lavender. And she said that means I'm enlightened, I'm spiritual, I'm transcendent. She said, honestly, we wish that was our aura. People strive for the aura that you have. That's what she said. And then I paid her like $1,000 and no. She said that I have a big aura. I got big aura energy. White and lavender, very transcendent, enlightened, spiritual. All of it was honestly looking good. Except she said my emotions are like a roller coaster. That checks out. On the side of stressed or relaxed, I'm stressed. What else did she say? I got a big juicy coochie. No. She said, what else? Oh, I'm 75% spirit and like 15% body and 10% mind or something. Or either switch. But if you're 75% spirit, that means you're very focused on feelings. I think that's why my emotions are so crazy. Because I'm so focused on feeling. Anyway. And then what else was there? Oh, my gut chakra is like powerful. My instincts are good. Yeah. And I think that that's right for the most part. I have good instincts. She said I'm very grounded, so I pick up on vibrations. I never thought that I would become this person, but it turns out if they tell you good things about your aura and chakra, you get into it pretty quickly. I got a crystal too. I bought a crystal. I know. The person that I despise, I'm now becoming. And that's what happens in quarantine. You don't expect to become who you become. And, you know, I still haven't hit the stool. And at this point, I'm like, but I kind of want to. Ooh. There's just like a feeling of like, I don't know. I think, here's what I think. I think like lockdown, and here's other states, maybe some of you who are listening to this aren't even in lockdown. Like your state might be fully open and you're living your best life post lockdown. And I'm so happy for you and I wish you the best and I hope you're healthy and that everyone around you is healthy. But when you're in lockdown, I would just have so much time to like sit and think of, wait, fuck, I always like bring up points and then I get sidetracked and forget. But I think like you just have so much time to think about things. And so then I'm just like, I'll just drool to like kill time. It's almost like a hobby, like an activity to do. But this past week I was reading. Can you believe that? I was reading a book. I know, crazy. And I want to get the guy who wrote the book on the podcast. Oh my God. It's like, so I think I don't know if I bought the book or if it was at my mom's house and she bought the book and I took it thinking that it was mine, because the on the back of the book where it tells you what it's all about, what's that called? Like the synopsis, the plot. What is it? There's like the bio. Yeah. I don't know. I was reading what the book was about. And it's this guy, it's, you know, each chapter is a different story from his life, like, and something that he learned from that story. And so, you know, the back of the book says all these, like, someone in the comments of last week's episode was like, I couldn't even pay attention, I was just waiting for one of the pillows to drop. I kind of want to leave it, but I hate the way that that looks. No. No, I love The Alchemist. I read that. That's a great book. I recommend it to everyone. I think it's so simple and so sweet, and maybe I should reread it. But this book, it's like on the back is like all of these little mini details about crazy things that he's done in his life. And so I'm reading the book. In the first chapter, he's telling the story. And then all of a sudden, it becomes like very... never mind. It becomes like very spiritual and religious. Like he'll tell a story and then at the end he's like, and this is like similar to how Jesus led the disciples and blah, blah, blah. And I'm not really, I mean, if, as you know from like, what was it, like two episodes ago, I'm not really Christian, you know. Any religion where I have to wear a one-piece bathing suit to abide God is not really my thing. But he's like a cool Christian. And I know that by saying that, it makes me so uncool. But he is. He's like this cool Christian dude. And like, he's never like preachy about it, but it is very like God heavy. And, you know, take it for what it is. Like, just, I don't know. I just loved it so much. It made me feel so good. Maybe I'm bummed today because I finished the book and now I have no more stories. And he's like, he's just this perfect man. I mean, he's not perfect because no one in God's image is perfect. But he's just like, he's just so passionate. And he's not, I don't know. I think that the book is so good for anyone, whether you're religious, atheist. No, I mean, yeah, it is a Christian book because the guy is talking about like his experience with Jesus in it. But he's not like, you guys need to go to church and repent. He's like, I don't think that God is in a church. I don't think that's where you find God. He's like, I think that like God, I interpret God as more of like nature, you know, because I was reading this and I was like outdoors a lot. And I'm just like looking at all these like huge trees and like the perfect clear skies. And then like mountains and hills. And like when he's talking about God, I'm not picturing like, you know, God and like Jesus with a pitchfork and like long hair. You know, I'm picturing just like the universe. So he's saying like, you know, he doesn't think that God's in church, like, and you have to go there on Sunday to talk to him. He's like, I think God is in like talking to people and being like genuinely interested in what they have to say. And so it's kind of like that. He's like I said, he's like a cool Christian who's like, you can do any, like, you can be anything. Like, this dude in the book would have been like, you don't have to wear a one piece to be a Christian. You know, he would have been like, wear the titty tassels. Like, the book is called Love Does. Because the message throughout the book is that, like, love isn't just, like, a feeling or a thought or an idea or, like, to be shared with, like, your soulmate. Love is an action. Like, you can love your friends and you can love strangers and, like, showing love is based on what you do. And it was so good. Like, I just love, like, really heartwarming, like, sweet. Like, that's why The Alchemist was good, because, like, you can connect yourself into it. Like The Alchemist is another book. It's, like, it's about this shepherd, you know, this guy in, like, the way back days who's, like, a shepherd. Like, he has sheep that he has to herd and stuff. And it's, like, I've never been a shepherd. I don't know any shepherds. Like, my life isn't in the desert with shepherds and sheep and, you know, gypsies. I don't think you're supposed to use the G word anymore. But you know what? If they're listening to this podcast, I hope that you're still, you know, you've been in from day one. So anyway, but yeah, I mean, I can still read The Alchemist knowing that I don't have experience as a shepherd and just put myself into that situation. Same thing with this God book. At first I was like, what is this? But I'm like, I don't need to just not read it because the word God freaks me out, you know? So I read it. It was so good. And he's like the sweetest. Oh, I'm like obsessed with this guy. He's so just pure and like, oh, I love him so much. And at the back of the book, he put his phone number in there and he was like, call me. I'm happy to talk to you. Because he's all about taking action, believing in people, loving thy neighbor. And I'm going to give him a call tomorrow. I DM'd him before I finished the book, and then I saw that he put his number in there, so I was like, I'll give him a call. And all the proceeds that come from the book go to this organization he started in Uganda for do you remember Kony 2007? He wasn't really attached to it, but I mean, that was such a wild time when everyone was sharing the Kony stuff. That was such a crazy time. You know, I was all about Kony. I was like, Kony, free my guy. Or no, Kony was a bad guy. Don't free him. Lock him up. 17? No, I was 17. You think I was 17 when Kony came out? That was 2007. I was in seventh grade. I was like 12. Yeah. I know. It feels like just yesterday. Was it Kony 2012? No, 2012, I was like a senior. No, I was like a junior in high school. That was middle school. Yeah. How old are you? Oh, okay. Huh. Yeah. So you were in high school.
Yeah, I was.
You were 17? In 2007, yeah. Wait, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. You're 5 years older than me.
Yeah, I was 16.
So I was like 11. That's so weird. Like when, like, because here's the thing. I have like such a big crush. Like my quarantine crush this week is this guy who I'm over now because, it's a long story. I'll get into it. So I was crushing on this dude this week. I'm so annoyed that I like always have these crushes. Like, I don't want to be like 32 years old having a podcast alone in my room with three roommates being like, I have a crush this week. How sad would that be? 33, just like, so my crush? Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah, Anthony said if we're still doing this in my house by the time I'm 33 and we're not recording it in a studio, we probably should have quit the pod long, long ago. I agree. Do you think we would go to a studio? Because we have had offers. It just hasn't been the right ones yet. It hasn't felt right. We have to grow it from home, like Kony. You gotta start in southern Uganda and then expand your way to northern. I think that's what I don't know. That was a guess.
So what
So, oh yeah, so I have a crush this week that has expired as of today. I mean, who knows, but like tomorrow if he texts me, I'm all the way back in, you know. Oh, I'm too good for these guys. I don't know, that's what everyone says to like, that's what everyone says. Do people, like, if you're ever, like, talking to a friend about, like, some sort of crush or relationship, they're just like, you're too good for them. That's, like, such a go. Oh, yeah, it's more of a girl thing. Or maybe your friends just don't think that you're good enough. They're like, no, that seems about in your ballpark. But people will always be like, you're too good. They don't deserve you. Women have a tendency of messing with guys that they shouldn't be, whereas dudes kind of know their range, you think? Yeah. Interesting. I don't know. There's an age gap. Yeah, he's 33. Why did I bring... Oh, and I'm 24. And to me, that seems somewhat normal. Like, doable. Because then, you know, he's like, what? Like, 66 and I'm 48? No, I'm not good at math. No, I was just doubling both things. I don't know. Either way, the math, it seems somewhat normal and fine. Like, when I'm 24, I could date a fucking 42-year-old if I wanted to, and some people would judge me, but, like, it would be fine. But then, like, even you just being 29 and me being 24 and me doing the math of when you were 16 and me being 11, like, I'm just picturing my 11-year-old hanging out with your 16-year-old and just being like, why is this guy at our middle school? You know? And then it turns out you're just scouting for future podcasters in middle school. It's fully charged too. What flavor is it? Ugh, it's so gross. Like, no, it's fine. You are, but it's fine. What are you gonna do? Say no to me, Anthony? Is this like the Lil Peep documentary when it, like, you see when it gets too far? I mean, me hitting the jewel is gonna be fine. I don't think it's gonna, like, cause issues in my, I mean, maybe my lungs. What if I hit your jewel and my lung just, like, collapsed instantly and I was like, would you still put this episode out? Patreon only, though. Yeah, Patreon gets the long collapsing video. Oh, you know what? I'll hit the jewel for Patreon only. Also, my Patreon meetup is coming up. My group hang with the ballers on Patreon. There's like a couple people spending $25. These essential workers, man, ballin'. I've never wanted to work at a grocery store so bad in my life. You know what I thought about today? Me and my former crush on the phone before he broke my heart. What if he listens to this? That's kind of my hope. But also, I sound so psychotic that I hope he doesn't. But at the same time, I want him to know how I feel. Of course, who doesn't know that I have a podcast? Everyone knows about my podcast. People talk about it. Not everyone listens, but everyone knows about it. No, but he won't listen to it. I mean, if he does, then maybe I shouldn't be interested in him. Anthony missed that one, but yeah, he's what was I saying? He said something on FaceTime. Oh, we have a plan. Well, we had a plan before he broke my heart. Also, in case I didn't make this clear, I've only been talking to this dude for about a week. Like, actually, like, we've sent a couple DMs back and forth, but we've only actually been, like, texting for a week. That's psychotic. If you're listening to me, like, if you listen to my podcast to, like, hopefully, like, get some sort of wisdom or enlightenment, like, sure, that comes, but it's few and far between. Then you get this part of me that's, like, hitting the jewel after not, I mean, I still haven't hit it yet. I did hit a jewel this week, though, like I said, but you know, it's, this isn't the place to go. Like, I'm no Oprah or Dr. Oz, who's such a creep, by the way. Dr. Oz, Dr. Phil, okay, call me Dr. Allie. If we're giving those two wackos doctor names, I'll just go to school. I'll go to online school. I'll go to ITT Tech online and become a doctor, get a TV show, make it big. I ate Taco Bell twice today. That's the kind of day I'm having, Anthony. And that's okay. We're allowed to have a shitty day, you know? We can't. It's so annoying. Like, I don't know. It's annoying because... It's not annoying. It's fine. You're allowed to have a shitty day. Yeah. You know? That's fine. I'm going to eat Taco Bell twice. It doesn't make me feel better, but it distracts. It's my new jewel, you know? Taco Bell is my jeweling. If I'm not, I'm just, there's always something is what I'm saying. I can always find something. There's always, it's like a game of whack-a-mole. You know, I hit the jewel, Taco Bell comes up. I hit Taco Bell, a real cigarette comes up. I hit a real cigarette. Ice cream. No, I don't want, I was thinking about doing my ice cream, but I'm not going to do my ice cream on cam. I still need to drink this energy drink. Do I have to? No. But it's kind of like a fun, okay. Oh, me and this guy, we were talking about getting a job at Taco Bell during the lockdown because just for fun. And also, like, you know, the government money only runs so deep. I tipped my Taco Bell guy today. Not like a deliver, like I went through the drive-thru and it was popping. I feel like the drive-thrus have been wild during the lockdown. That's like everyone's, all the drive-thrus have been packed. Everyone's going out, driving through, getting food. So I went to the Taco Bell drive-thru. It was litty. And this guy, you could tell over the phone, you know, I couldn't see his face, but I could hear his voice at the loudspeaker. And I could tell he was stressed. Oh, yeah, he was stressed. And when I got up there, I said, keep the change. And I even gave him an extra dollar. He was so confused. But it was sad because it made him so happy. And it was like, you know, maybe $3. And he was like so thrilled. And then after I gave him the money, I asked him, I was like, oh, could I get hot sauce? He gave me like a handful. He was like, thank you. It was like an offering. You know, he like bowed his head down and gave me the hot sauce. But I know the exact feeling because I used to work at a movie theater and no one tips at a movie theater. You know, like, why should you? And I was working on Christmas and it was crazy. Everyone goes to the movies on Christmas. Jews. And I'm Jewish, I can say that. Edit it out. Don't edit it out. It's a running joke now. So I was working on Christmas and it was packed crazy. And I was honestly happy to be working because I was like, I didn't want to go to my family's house that year. I was just like, I was over it. I'm like, we do this every year. Okay, can we chill on getting together? So I was working and someone tipped me like $2 and I was just like, you have no idea how much this means to me, you know? And I mean, it's like, if I sent that to Uganda, I could feed like 12 kids. But instead, I got me 2 items off the dollar menu at Taco Bell. Anyway, but I think it would be a cool job. I've said this on the pod before. I would love to work at Taco Bell because I would be one of the hottest Taco Bell employees, which means a lot to me. And also, it's like, Taco Bell is very important right now. We need it now more than ever. I saw like a, I think it was like a Chick-fil-A ad on a billboard. And it was like, we're open and we're here for you. Stop. Why are all these companies, like if Taco Bell was like, we got your back. I'm like, no, you got my thighs and my stomach. You don't have my back. Yum. Yum. I can't tell if I like it or hate it. It's like subtle, but then there's like a weird. I know. I have nicotine gum, and then I'm going to hit the jewel with the nicotine gum because I'm extreme. Yeah, this is yummy. Balls, sponsor me. Balls. I mean, if there's going to be a beverage other than Liquid Death to sponsor me, it's got to be balls. I got to have the balls sponsorship. Who loves balls more than Ally McCoskey? Everyone knows that. People talk about it all the time. No one. I don't think anyone's talked about me enjoying balls, but.
So this corral with the guy is really set you back.
What? No. I'm not going to give him that much credit. He didn't set me back. Today's not about him. I mean, I think my neighbors are like, hold on, I want to eavesdrop on my neighbor. Do you hear that? I couldn't tell what it was. Of course, as soon as I get quiet, they decide to shut their mouths. I wanted to hear the drama next door. Damn. What if they're like listening to the pod, doing the same thing? They're like, what is she saying over there? No, I don't think this guy has sent me back. I think I'm just like, I mean, the lady who read my aura said some change. I don't know. She said something about change. Like, I'm going to be affected by change. But it's like, who's not affected by change, you know? Especially right now. I know. She said that my heart chakra is like, to the ground. Like, I don't even think I have a heart. Yeah, my heart chakra is low. So that's why I bought a crystal, because I bought a rose quartz, which is supposed to bring you unconditional love. And not in the way of like, oh, this guy that I'm text. I'm so burpy. Taco Bell. It's the. That's how I burp. That's like the most powerful burp I can do. I have like. No, I can't do it. It's like hard for me. It's hard for me to do a loud one. And I also can't burp on command. We can edit this out. It's so hard to like record. It's so hard to like record like a silly podcast while you're hearing like two people fight. Yeah, like casual domestic violence. Can we shut that window? Here, let me shut this. Okay. We'll just edit that out. Yeah, I could hear. I'm like, I hear chattering in the back. There we go. Yeah. I'm like, how am I supposed to be like recording like a silly comedy podcast when they're like, move, get out of my face. Sharkeesha, no! That's another classic YouTube vid. Sharkeesha. Yeah. You're not familiar with Sharkeesha? Damn. I gotta make a compilation of YouTube videos that have changed my life. The evil eye kid. The son, give him the evil look. It's like an America's Funniest Home Videos, and it's like this cute little kid, and he's like got this cheery little face, and then you hear the dad in the background being like, give him the evil look, give him the evil look, and then he's like, and then he goes back to smiling, and they're like, do it again, and then he's like, it's the cutest. Okay. I like turtles. Yeah. We're back here live at the, what was it, the something?
Oktoberfest.
Yeah, but she's like, but there was like an, it was like the name of the, she was like, we're back here live at the Waterfront Village with Jonathan here. Jonathan, that's an awesome face paint. Tell us about your face paint, Jonathan. And he's like, I like turtles. He's like, all right, well, we're going to be open here. And the apparently kid, the kid who just keeps saying apparently my grandpa likes the park and apparently he took me here. Man, I love that kid. So good. Okay, I'm gonna hit the jewel. Patreon only. Patreon.com. Is that so sad that I'm doing jewel hits for Patreon? I'm gonna do it like, it's gonna be really artistic. I'm gonna do it up close to the camera. It's gonna be like kind of like an ASMR. I mean, if that doesn't hook you into the Patreon, I don't know what will. Well, it's also $5. You don't have to do 25. I mean, if you do 25, I like you much more than the $5 people, but you can do 5. That's fine. There's this one dude who messages me all the time. No, on Instagram. And, you know, I browse the requested section. I just can't respond to people because then I guess I'm too, I have no self-control. I have no power over things. So if I get messages from people, I have to read them. And so if I accept a stranger's DMs that are in like the side box category, then I'm opening the door because I've done it before. And as much as I like talking to people, it's just like now I am like just having like a full conversation with someone I don't know. And I just like can't not read it. And so then I'm just like, my entire day is just like replying to people. Because then some dude today who I did this with, I had accepted him a while ago. Now he messages me. He was like, he got mad. He DM'd me. He's like, why aren't you responding to my messages? I can't always respond to your messages. I don't know you. I don't know like what jokes to make with you. Because when you're messaging your buddies or like people that you kind of know who you have mutual friends with or whatever, it's like you know where to take the conversation. I don't know. Does this make me sound like a bitch? Do I sound like an absolute psycho monster? You think so? Yeah, I can't leave a message unread. But if I have OCD, it's like so subtle and doesn't like really affect my life in an awful way. Do you think it affects my life? Yeah, my mom has OCD. And yeah. Well, didn't you say that you don't make your bed? Because I posted something on Instagram a while ago telling people to make their bed. And someone who I thought was you, maybe they're like, have a similar vibe to you. They were like, oh, I know who it was. It was my friend Alex. Definitely different vibe than you. He has like crazy long hair. He's a skater. He works at a clothing store. He's a cool dude. He has cats. You're not really a cat person. You used to have cats, but they got eaten by coyotes. And that's what they do. That's part of owning a cat. If they don't get eaten by a coyote, it's like, did you even raise a cat? Like, that's just kind of the process. But yeah, he was like, I don't make my bed. I can't. I'm not going to. I was like, okay. I don't know.
I can't sleep right that night.
Yeah. When the bed is made and you take that top comforter off, you're like, I'm ready for bed. It's switching your mindset from like daytime to nighttime. You're like, here we go. This is the time where because I'll make my bed and then sit on top of it for hours. But it's made and it's different when you lift up that cover. Anyway, what was I talking about? What a scattered ass. Oh, the jewel hit. I'm going to do it. You're not going to distract me enough. Like, it's like at least I'll end it with a jewel hit or something. I just want to hit it. For Patreon only. Also, speaking of, I'm doing like my Patreon group hang with all the ballers, all the $25 patrons. We're all doing a Zoom hangout together. Not one-on-one, okay? Because that'll get nasty real quick, and I know it. We're going to all do a group. I think that's cooler anyways, because then you get to meet other people that aren't just me who also like me. And what's better than finding someone whose common interest is me? My parents, you know, Larry and Jen, they both like me and they're cool people. Has this been a good episode? I feel like, here's the thing, I was talking about it a couple episodes ago about how people are going crazy in quarantine, and I'm like, I don't get it, why is everyone going crazy? And I feel like this is the episode where I snapped. That's going to be the title, Snapped. I snapped. No, that's not a good title, whatever. I feel like this is like a, you know what, this is my favorite episode, I'm saying it now, because this is... You get to see behind the curtain, you know? It's not always ha-has and ho-hos. Sometimes it's, Sometimes you fucking snap. I'm a COVID cowboy. I'm going to the grocery store, no mask. No, I've been... You have to. In LA. Not in other states. You can just walk in, walk out. Yeah. Anthony thinks it's been funny. And Anthony never laughs, so this is good. Okay, I'm going to drink some of this. I'm going to hit the jewel. How much time are we at? Are you serious? I genuinely thought, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I've been very honest this episode, very vulnerable, very open. So if there's any haters watching this, when's the last time you've been vulnerable with yourself and with an audience of strangers that you've never met? Tell me that, you know? Talk shit. I mean, literally no one talks shit really on the YouTube comment. Like everyone too. I enjoy. Someone posted something so funny in the comments. We should start doing like a highlight of like funny comments in the YouTube from. Can we do a slow-mo replay of me spilling this fucking energy drink on me? That's fine. This is what happens when you gain 10 pounds. You become the person who spills on herself. It keeps happening to me. Whatever. Okay. What was I saying?
YouTube comments
compilation. Yes. I want... Because some people have the funniest comments. Someone posted on the last episode with Aaron. They were like, nobody, semicolon. Literally, not one person, semicolon. Allie, semicolon. I drank too much cold brew. So good. So good. Such a funny comment. Man, so accurate. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe I didn't drink enough cold brew today. I wasn't feeling wired and wild. But, oh, what was I saying? A look behind this. Yeah, but why was I saying that? Oh my God. Yeah, but there was like a point that I was going to make about. Oh, I didn't. So we're recording this. I don't know. The lighting in this video is probably different than the other videos because we're recording at 9:30 at night. Normally we record at like 3 p.m. at the latest. It's 10 now, but we started at 9:30. And normally we record during the day, but the whole day I was like, I don't feel funny. I don't want to record my podcast. Like, there's so many other funny podcasts and like, I have nothing to offer to this episode. And I just was like, I don't want to put out a podcast where I'm like all bummed out and like lame ass Allie. You know, they know me as fun Allie. I'm cool Allie. I'm chill Allie. No OCD Allie. And this honestly, I think has been my favorite episode because this is like keeping it 100 Allie. This is real ass Allie. This is Allie on not a great day. And most days I record are perfect days for me, and that's why you guys love me. But yeah, I mean, whatever, that's fine. It's a roll, baby. Life is like lasagna. Or you want life to be like lasagna. You want small ups and downs. You don't want it to be like a roller coaster. I'm a down divot of lasagna, but I feel better, you know? It was nice talking to you guys, aka Anthony and me pretending that there's 100 people in my living room. It's nice, you know? But yeah, it's a weird time, so obviously... Well, even when the fucking lockdown, quarantine, whatever, isn't happening, there's days I feel like this. So I can't just give all the credit to COVID, you know? She ain't getting all this credit. Not from me, sweetie. Mm-mm. I'm a COVID cowboy. I'm wearing my maskless chaps. Pew, pew. Well, I was saying COVID cowboy all week and it was killing. And you gave me nothing each time I said it. And I really thought. Speaking of COVID cowboys, I'm going to hit this jewel and then I'm going to go. I think that's all I wanted to talk about. Yeah, this has been plenty. I hope you guys enjoyed this. I hope that, here's my hope. I hope you're having a nice day, a decent day. If you're having a great day, that's awesome. And I'm so happy for you. If you're having a whatever day, that's fine. If you're having a blech day, that's also fine. And maybe tomorrow it'll be better. And maybe not, but maybe the day after that it will. So, you know, eat Taco Bell twice if you have to. I guarantee you it's not going to make you feel better, but it might distract you from your thoughts for a moment. I talked to my friend before the pod. He cheered me up. He was telling me some goofy ass stories. What did he say that made me laugh? Oh, he was in like this Zoom meditation class. This is so funny. He was in a Zoom meditation class, my friend. And he told me that he was in charge for like playing the meditation. And so he had this meditation on this Zoom class with a bunch of other people in it. He had a YouTube meditation going, so everyone was listening to that. And at the end of the video, an ad came up and it was like, how to seduce women and make them fall in love with you. So the entire after the meditation, everyone in the class just heard this, like, the pickup artist. No, you know the book, like The Pickup Artist? Yeah, it's something like that. Like, it has that vibe, yeah. Like, the game, the catch. So after everyone is, like, all feeling zenned out, it's just like, how to trick a girl to be in yours. Okay, this has been enough. Oh, just a quick tidbit. I've also, you know what? You know... You know what else this could be? This little bummer day that I had? I guarantee. I'm going to hold my crystals tonight before bed. I'm going to put it next to my heart. And I'm going to say a little thank you to nature and life. And I'm going to go to bed and I'm going to feel so good. But, or maybe, I don't know, whatever. But I was off Instagram for like a full week up until like 2 days ago. Yeah, so it's probably all hitting me because I've just been numbing out in a K-hole on Instagram.
Was that on purpose?
Yeah, it was on purpose. It was on purpose because I was on it so much. And I was like, you know what? Like a week and like 2 days ago, 9 days ago, I was feeling so weird. And so I like decided to get off of Instagram. And I felt so nice. Because I wasn't, like, just constantly thinking about nothing or, like, other things. I don't know. And then I got back on about... I think it might have actually just been yesterday or 2 days ago that I got back on. I don't remember, but... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It all blends together. But, yeah, now that I'm on it, maybe I need to, like, chill on that again. Whatever. Who knows? What... I wish I ended on, like, something crazy. Oh, you know what we should end on? Just a video again of this pillow falling over. Just end on that slow-mo. Oh, and then I'm going to hit the jewel for Patreon. So, I don't know how this works in terms of editing. I'm sure you'll figure it out, but here we go. Okay. Falling over. Bye, guys. Thanks for listening. Have a nice week. DM me. I might not respond. If you DM me on the Resting Bee Pod Instagram, I'll respond to you. It's just hard on my personal account. So stressful. Not really, but for me, it can be. I make it stressful. So hit me up on Resting Bee Pod. Rate with a T, hard T. Rate, review, edit that out. Just kidding. Rate, review, subscribe. Do the things that help me that don't affect you in any way. If you leave a nice comment, what, it takes out like 30 seconds from your day? Do it. Do that. Do it for me, okay? Do it for mommy. Mommy Allie. Tom Segura started following me on Instagram today. He wasn't already. I know. That was cool. You know what? Maybe it was just such a big high at the start of the day. That it's like, it can't get better from there. Then it just comes crashing down. That's what it was. I'm going on Omegle tonight. Because I haven't been on in a week. I haven't been on Instagram. So I'm doing Omegle tonight. Yeah. I'm going to keep this. I'm going to chug the energy drink. Become an incel. And just Omegle my fingers dry. Okay, now I'm going to... Okay, bye guys.